Hey everybody, welcome back to Paperback Reader. It's me, your book buddy Joe, coming at you with some more recommendations, wishing that you're doing all right. Crazy times, Harry. But that's the great thing about reading books. I don't think it's pejorative to call it escapism. I think that's what makes it fantastic. So, I don't know what's on your shelf, but I've been working my way through Marilynne Robinson's Gilead. It won the Pulitzer, which put that on my radar. And I remember years ago, Obama said he was reading it, so that I noticed that too. So I gave it a shot, but actually I read Home, her other book, which is another novel that occurs concurrently in time and theme with Gilead. And, she's an amazing writer. She deserves the praise, accolades, etc., etc. So I would recommend reading Gilead and Home. I'm only halfway through Gilead. And I thought I would breeze through it because it's only like 250 pages, and it's just not the case, and it's not because it's a difficult book, but she's just one of those ethereal writers who just packs so much into her prose. It's like Emily Dickens wrote a novel. It's just very concise but profound. And so it's this particular book, Gilead, is the narrator's a 77-year-old pastor who is writing an elegy of his life, or not so much as it's just he has a son he doesn't expect to see live into adulthood because of the age difference. And so it's just his observations and reflections that he just really urgently hopes to pass on to his kid. And so it's kind of profound. And it's original. And as for what I've finished since the last time, I thought I'd keep it thematic with presidential books, and the two that I finished pieces of fiction was I read 1876 by Gore Vidal. I love Gore Vidal. 1876 is a fictionalization of the election of 1876, not so much the election itself, but he creates a character he places in the center of it. And Gore Vidal has over a dozen novels, mostly historical fiction, and he's just fantastic. If you like historical fiction, I cannot praise, recommend, etc., etc., Gore Vidal enough. And the other book that I read was by Jim Yocum called The Bloviator. And it was a similar literary vehicle of placing a character, a narrator, in the midst of historical events. But this was the accounting of the last 6 months of the Warren G. Harding administration. And it was a hidden gem. It was just imagine if you read Tom Robbins and you're a fan of Tom Robbins. He wrote a history, and Tom Robbins kind of does, but this was actually a more academic Tom Robbins. Not to take anything away from Jim Yocum, he's a fantastic writer. So I would recommend The Bloviator by Jim Yocum. But it's not as fictional or factually, basically Gore Vidal is really he's more of a keep to the facts. And it's not that Jim Yocum embellishes, but you'll see if you choose to pick those two titles up. And for like the big brain book I recently finished was A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. And if you've had any kind of like community college history class or history in college, it's the same events but told from working class propertyless point of view. And my biggest takeaway from it was this. Zinn observes that since the end of the Second World War, the American military-industrial complex, that's a mouthful, has become the most effective plutocratic kleptocracy, successful plutocratic kleptocracy in the history of civilization. And what he's talking about is just the principle that, one of the things that government does is redistribute wealth. And year in, year out, the military budget sucks about half or over half of the American taxpayer dollars and just shovels it into an arsenal that has to, hundreds of billions of dollars go to maintaining a nuclear arsenal that if you ever use is the end of the world. So it's a catch-22. But it's not, because there's a small group of plutocrats who pocket that money. And so that was my big takeaway from People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. That was a big mouthful. And so the nonfiction I'm working on now following that is Age of Ambition, Chasing Fortune, Truth, and Faith in the New China by Evan Osnos. And I picked that because it was a National Book Award winner about 6 years ago. And I read the first chapter, and it's interesting. It's got me hooked. I'll let you know more, hopefully, on the next episode. And the other big brain nonfiction book I'm halfway through that I highly recommend, but it'll take you a long time to get through it because it's kind of dense, is The Fabric of the Cosmos by Brian Greene. And essentially, I'm at the point in the book where he explains the biggest contribution of our present physicists' observations is that the framework of the universe or the cosmos is inflationary, that it's accelerating and growing apart. It's fascinating. And I would just butcher up trying to explain what I've covered so far. But if you like physicists, like, he's awesome. Similarly, if you've ever read A Brief History of Time by Stephen Hawking, you would love Fabric of the Cosmos. So I would highly recommend it if that's your bag. Well, my fellow readers, that's where I'm at. And in these turbulent times, I hope you're finding a spot of respite to follow your fiction or nonfiction or science fiction or fantasy fiction. All right. Well, till the next time, keep your head in the clouds, your foot out of the gutter, and your nose in a book. Peace out.